My friends, back in February, the Fred Hutch Cancer Research Center right here in Seattle decided to abandon its DEI ideas, its DEI program, its DEI insanity. But a lot of you were skeptical, and a lot of you said, are they actually abandoning it, or are they just changing the name of it? Now, this all comes amid a lawsuit by a former employee who alleged discrimination and retaliation for raising concerns about the center's DEI culture, as well as President Donald Trump's executive order abolishing DEI because it's discriminatory. Joining us now on the KVI studio line, Tammy Weitzman, who's a veteran oncology social worker, who is the focus of this lawsuit against the Fred Hutch Center. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Ari. Nice to be back on the show.
Such a pleasure. So it's been a while since we spoke to you. And actually, I think you're the one who sent me the articles about this happening at Fred Hutch. So since you've been at the forefront of the fight against this insanity at Fred Hutch, tell us what you thought when you first saw this.
Well, I have to say, I'm certainly very glad to see the Cancer Center follow the Trump administration's directive to abolish their DEI program. I personally feel that it's really a clear step toward complying with the law. And I obviously did not feel that in my case, with my lawsuit, given my lawsuit, the law was not upheld, which is why I filed suit. And it caused me real harm. So my feeling is that, and my wish is that hopefully now no one else should face or would face what I did. And I'm especially glad that colleagues at the Hutch can really now refocus on what I would say is their core mission, which is supporting and helping cancer patients and their families without all of these political distractions. And I hope that this change inspires not only people at the Hutch, but, you know, really inspires workplaces everywhere to really prioritize fairness and respect for all, for everyone.
Right, because it seems to me, I remember your case back when we spoke about it originally when it first got filed, was you were being discriminated against because you were Jewish and you didn't fit in the intersectional matrix that they had created over at the Fred Hutch Center. So what is this news that they're abandoning their DEI policies or changing them, which was their verbiage, if I recall? What does this do for your case?
Right, yeah. Well, my case was resolved. It was resolved last June of 2024. It was settled. It is over. It is now behind me. But of course, you know, it was very traumatic for me when it happened a couple of years ago. And that does stay with you to a certain extent. But like I just said, I'm very glad to see that they're complying with President Trump and his directive and his administration's directive. Because, you know, all of these hospitals will not receive funding, if you are an institution that is reliant upon federal funding, you won't receive it because President Trump and his administration believe, like I do, that DEI creates environments where only certain viewpoints are tolerated by certain people. Right? It takes people and it puts people into buckets of winners and buckets of losers. And in my situation, I think you recall, I was always told by my boss that I'm not speaking up enough. My manager was very, very vocal in terms of telling me you're not speaking up enough in these DEI meetings, which were mandatory, by the way. And so I decided to speak out during one of them and described a scenario and an personal experience I had in my youth when I was targeted there was anti-Semitic behavior. And in return, I was told, you know, but you're white, so you can really pass. It's okay, you know. And so, well, you know, it's not okay. I think about 6 million people who are like me, look like me, and you know, practice my faith, they couldn't pass 80 years ago, 70 years ago. They still can't pass today. So that was, I remember feeling so slighted and so taken aback and so hurt and so discouraged that I was being told that And of course, that was in front of my peers and colleagues, which made it all the more difficult. But it angered me very much. You know, DEI really champions these, in quotes, safe spaces. But too often that promise doesn't extend to everybody, does it? Doesn't extend if you're white, doesn't extend if you're conservative, certainly doesn't extend if you're Jewish. So I'm hopeful now with this out of the way that people will just be able to focus on coming to work and doing the work and supporting the mission of the Cancer Center, which they stated so clearly, which every cancer center states so clearly, and just really focus on supporting families, supporting patients, getting through treatment, aftercare, because that's really what it's about. You know,
Yeah.
You know, and Ari, this matters for anyone in this country who is working a 9-to-5. People deserve a job where they're judged for their work, not their identity. Fairness really isn't about tilting the scales, is it? It's really about keeping them balanced for all, for everyone. And it wasn't balanced for me. You know, DEI initiatives really hone in on and prioritize ideology or group identity over, I would say, neutral merit-based standards, you know? And as a social worker, I care deeply about people. I care deeply about every person who is in my care. But, you know, it's not just about my field. It's about every workplace, Ari, from classrooms to cubicles. And I feel very, very strongly about this, given what has transpired with me. When DEI excludes, when DEI silences, and when DEI divides, it strays from justice. It just strays from justice, and it strays from fairness. You know, the Constitution of the United States of America calls for equal treatment, calls for free speech, and calls for unity. So my feeling is, let's focus on building workplaces everywhere, not just in medical schools or cancer centers or other institutions, but everywhere where all of our voices are heard.
Yeah.
And right, where we're all heard, we all have a place at the table, we all have a voice at the table, and where we're judged by our work, not our identities. To me, that's the path to true fairness, and that is really, truly where we all rise together, and that should be our focus. How can we all rise together?
I completely agree. Tammy Weitzman, thank you so much for being part of the fight. Thank you so much for bringing this to our attention. Thank you so much for sharing the good news with us, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much. Always a pleasure.